When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here in the studio after traveling for a couple of days. Appreciate everybody's patience and bearing with me with recording the last couple of days. But I went up to New York for Thanksgiving for the first time in a long time. And now back here to talk some Survivor. And we got our exit interview. They're always delayed until the Monday after Thanksgiving because it's a holiday and we don't have the exit press on Thursday. So today we will be talking with Kendra. I also have an Amazing Race exit interview coming up later on today. We'll talk with Kendra about everything that happened in this final nine vote from Survivor. And of course, you could watch it as well, the video version on our YouTube channel. And then we will also get into everything tonight with Christian Hubicki for our Survivor Feedback Show coming up on Monday night in a patron Q&A. So still a lot to do here from episode number nine of Survivor. And so with that being said, I see that we have Kendra on the line. Of course, stay tuned for Jordan Kalish as well here in this podcast. Let's go ahead and bring in our interview with Kendra. Hey, Kendra, what's going on? Good morning. It's Rob Cesternino.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not as grumpy as I thought I'd be. I'm not a morning person, especially like answering questions about like the worst thing ever. So no, I'm just joking.
Okay. Well, you know, very sad that you're out of the game, but excited to have the chance to talk a little bit about your whole experience. So Kendra, can you tell us a little bit about what were people telling you going into that tribal council that we saw in the episode on Wednesday?
Yeah, they were telling me it was going to be Jake. The kind of narrative around that was he was still being a little erratic, didn't really find his footing, very unpredictable. And him and Katora had gone into a tiff actually the day of the Kelly vote out. So, you know, it seemed obvious to me that I was like, I feel like people feel the same way that I do, is like, how are we going to move forward with this guy? Like, how are we going to be able to count on him? Cause he was just so seemingly, just a little erratic and trying to find his footing again.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that tiff? Because there's a moment when the votes start to come for you and he like very like demonstrably like turns and faces you. And, that seemed a little out of nowhere in the episode.
Yeah, it seemed a little out of nowhere. I was like, what are you looking at me like that for? I think it was a gotcha moment. Because, you know, I've really, really, really hated voting for Jake. He was somebody who I had become really close with. I felt like we just got each other. We're both from Boston area. He reminds me of a cousin of mine. So to just be at that place. And I think, you know, he probably felt a little like sided by me too. I think that's where that emotion comes from. And the tiff was just kind of like us trying to get him to maybe do a vote with us. Cause we were trying to vote with him. Just be like, if we need your vote in order to make a move, so you can't play the shot in the dark. And I think he took that as like us trying to tell him to get him to not play the shot in the dark, when really it was us trying to be like, we are trying to work with you to like make something happen. And then we were kind of trying to get him to stop looking for idols and calm down. And he said, it's going to be one of you bellow girls next. And we kind of had a spat in the woods and it's all good. Like that kind of is like a water off a duck's back for me. But yeah, there is definitely like high energy at that moment.
Did you feel like that you still had relationships with some of the people that you were swapped with between Drew and Austin and Emily that you were going to be able to work with post-merge?
Absolutely. So that's something that's not really shown. But yeah, you can see kind of Emily advocating for me a little bit, saying, I don't want Kendra gone. And, you know, even though I'm like, I want revenge on Emily, her and I put that aside. I'm able to put my feelings aside to make moves in the game. And so Emily and I, and, you know, I did my best to save Drew during that, that six split as well, because I saw them as people who I could work with moving forward. I did not, I mean, it really wasn't obvious that I thought it was Drew and Austin and Drew and, I mean, D and Julie. Like the Reba four, yes, it seems very obvious to everyone watching now, but it was not very obvious. So I definitely saw my in there, and especially with Emily and Drew. So yeah, I definitely saw like a bit of a path moving forward with them. And it wasn't able to work out.
You seemed so upset about the Kelly vote from the past episode. How big of a part of your plans was Kelly moving forward from before that vote?
I mean, Kelly and I made an alliance on day one. We both were looking for fire or looking for bamboo to build the shelter really quickly. And we're like, you, okay, yes. And it was not even really like talked about. We just had a super quick moment. And from then on, we knew we were locked in. There's never any question about me and Kelly. And we just saw, I think, a lot of, like, she had a lot of what I didn't have. I had some of what she needed. And so we were just a good duo together in the game. And man, a lot of my plans moving forward involved Kelly until maybe we got a little closer and I would have had to get her. But yeah, it was really, really, really hard to see her go. Especially just, she looks, turns around and looks right at me and I could see her dreams shatter. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm just such an empathetic person. And oh man, I cried again watching it that Wednesday night. I was like, I can't believe I'm crying again, but here I am. Yeah. So, she's playing hard and I just, I could feel it.
So, from your perspective then, if Kelly stayed in the game at that vote, what was going to be the plan that was going to get you to the end?
You know, I try to think of it day to day and I don't really have a plan getting to the end because there are always so many twists and vote losses and whatever. So it's really hard to say a set plan, but I think I really wanted to say with Katora, Kelly, and myself moving forward, I had a really good relationship with Emily and I felt like Emily and Drew could pull together. And then of course I had Bruce and Jake on the other side, but you know, there's been a lot of talk about wanting to get Bruce out. I had a very big change of heart towards Bruce on my vote out episode and really saw him as somebody I could move forward with. So
yeah,
hard to say. And it's really hard to plan in this game with all the because every day I'm like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's so hard to plan.
Can you talk a little bit about that change of heart? Did that come out of you going on the reward to the sanctuary with Bruce?
It did. You know, full belly full of chicken, immunity necklace around his neck. I felt like we were kind of like hanging in the hammock area. I think there's like a secret scene about it. But he was like, he kind of like opened up and was just like really friendly with me and very like, I felt like we were just a couple of friends chatting and we were out of the game for a little bit. And I was able to see this more like personable side of him and really enjoy chatting with him. And I was like, you know what? Like, yes, I want to move forward, but also on a personal level, like I feel like we can maybe start making like building blocks to like having a friendship or at least be able to work together moving forward in this game. So the change of heart was big and I have a couple confessionals that day being like, I never thought I'd say it, but like, I got to work with Bruce and I'm kind of like all in on working with him moving forward. So
now, could you talk a little bit about the Bruce and Katora rift? Like, how palpable was that for you being on the island? Or is it something that was maybe more on the TV show than it was a real thing on the as compared to your experience?
Yeah, so I guess me and Katora, it's hard to say because I had my own tiff with him. So I wasn't really like looking at their dynamic because I had my own dynamic with him that wasn't really that great either. And so, but I could feel that both me and Katora were like very annoyed often and felt very, just kind of like, I felt unseen by him. I felt like he didn't value me as a team member sometimes. And so that was, I think it was shared, but we never like gossiped about it or talked about it. Cause obviously you want to watch what you're saying. I don't want to be like talking smack about people. I don't really like to do that. Mm-hmm. And I was like my own thing. I'm like, is this just my own perceptions? Is this really what's going on? So I often give people the benefit of the doubt and try not to put too much. I can always find a redeeming quality in people. And it just took a little while for me and Bruce.
Okay. What went wrong for Bello? Do you feel like you came into the merge and you had five Bellos who got there? That was the biggest number from any of the original tribes, but why didn't it work for Bello?
You know, I like to say that Bello, you know, at the challenges, we're looking so strong. We have like this picture perfect, like little picket fence, nice family. And then you go on the inside, mom and dad are fighting. You know, somebody's trying to light the house on fire. People are bickering and there's just always fighting happen. And it's just, I think that we were playing the game before we needed to play the game on original Bello. So, you know, drawing these lines and, you know, of course you have to have talks about who you'd get out. But I think we, because of our emotions about this person or that person, we were kind of leaning into it a little bit more. And that was just creating like this energetic division between us and just like natural personalities clashing, like it happens, but we need to be able to, I guess something I felt like I was good at in the game is putting my emotions aside and being able to like move forward regardless of how I felt about the person, just being like, okay, this is better for my game. I need to put this aside and push through. So
yeah,
easier for others.
Do you feel like it was a mistake to mention that you wanted D out so badly?
No, I don't think it was a mistake. Because at that moment, I thought I didn't see that it would be. In my perception, I was like, I never thought that Katara would go to D.
Yeah,
and be like, hey, let's work together. Like that wasn't. You know, I knew me and her were kind of not riding with Bruce and Jake, but I saw her and I as, you know, kind of in that same boat as each other, just being like, okay, we're not really riding with Bruce and Jake anymore. Me and you need to like make moves together, because I felt like I was really her only true ally. And I think that she thought I knew about the Bello, the Bruce's idol before she did. And really I found out about it the same day she did. Mm-hmm. So I think she lumped me in with the rest of Bello betraying her when really I was riding with her the whole time. So I thought she was a safe person to talk to because, you know, I felt like I could rally, you know, we could use Bruce and Jake, but also I could maybe rally at Emily to get behind this vote.
Kendra, how underwhelmed were you with the reward that you got to go on with Bruce and Julie?
I try to be grateful for everything, Rob. And oh man, all I could think about is my friends are going to make fun of me so hard because then, like, I've been vegetarian since I was like 15 years old. And so, and they always make jokes. They're like, Kendra, they like would spread rumors in high school, be like, Kendra secretly eats McDonald's like every night. She loves Big Mac. So rude. It's like a longstanding joke that I secretly eat meat. And so it was funny and I was just grateful and it was already there. And not gonna lie, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt, but yeah, it was underwhelming. I thought for sure there's gonna be like iced tea or like some soda, maybe some like chips, some fixins. Like, really, bro? No fixins?
Yeah.
No fixins? I'm out here, it's day 17 and no fixins. So yeah, it was very underwhelming. But then also you're just like food, anything but coconut and rice. So yeah.
Kendra, you were such a fun personality to have on the show. Was there anything that we didn't get to see that was a big part of your experience on Survivor?
The twist.
Yes.
Yeah. That, oh man, I was so sad because I was like, this is going to be TV gold.
Yeah.
It's me with Lulu. Like, just imagine that in your brain. Like, it's just, oh. And while I was there, I was like, this is incredible. Like, I kind of get this note on the boat and it's like, you can cause chaos and not tell anyone that you have a vote or make alliances and tell people you have a vote. And I look at the camera, I go, let's cause some chaos. I get over there, I go, I don't need to cause any chaos here.
Chaos
they've got plenty. Happening. Like, where can I work within this? And, you know, I felt like Sabaya and Sean really made me feel like the bell in the bell of the ball. They welcomed me over.
The bellow of the ball.
The bellow of the ball. I love that. And, you know, I made some really good alliances with them. Caleb was, you know, talking with Emily, connecting with Emily. And it was just hilarious. You know, we have Hannah running away from me, being like, I don't want to talk to this girl. We have Brandon going through his motions. Oh my gosh. It was just, and like, also, I know I've been kind of infamous for my facial expressions during this, but y'all really missed out at me at that tribal council. I was, oh my God, it was wild. So it was just shocking to me from like an entertainment, purely entertainment level that wasn't included, because it was just, I mean, Kendra with Lulu. Come on. Like, what else do you need to know?
It writes itself. All right. Well, Kendra, thank you for making some time. I know you got to run, but again, you were so fun on the show. So sad to see you gone, but I'm expecting a lot of reactions on the jury. Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
Can't help it.
All right. Thank you so much. All the best, Kendra. Bye.
Have a great day, Rob.
All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Kendra, super fun contestant to have on the show. We'll definitely miss her on Wednesday, but I guess we'll get to see her. The jury, super fun. Got to have some good times at Ponderosa, I got to think, between Caleb, Kelly, and Kendra. So very disappointed not to have those Ponderosa videos at this point in time, but appreciate Kendra making some time for us. We've got some time with Jordan Kalish coming up scheduled to talk about this week in Survivor history. We'll do that when we come back right after this. All right, everybody, we are back here with the man who is going to take us back in time to talk about what's going on around Thanksgiving week in Survivor history. It's Jordan Kalish.
Yo, it's good to be back, Rob. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Had a nice time with the family.
I did have a great Thanksgiving. It was even better than the time I spent Thanksgiving in the Amazon rainforest, Jordan.
That's right.
Definitely better than the time I spent Thanksgiving with Rudy and Tina in the pre-jury trip.
I mean, look, what's better, though? Being in a house with a lot of great food in your family, or being in a half burnt down shelter with Butch?
It wasn't burnt down yet.
That wasn't burnt down. Okay, at least you had the complete shelter.
Honestly, it was nice. It was like, this is like, when are we ever going to do this again?
Yeah, you had who was still like what point in the game was Thanksgiving? Who was still around?
I feel like that Dave was still there. I think it was the in between when Roger got voted out and when Dave got voted out.
Okay, so unfortunately
maybe it might have been after Dave went got voted out, but I'm pretty sure Dave was still there.
Well, that's badass.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
And you know what else is badass? I got another Twitch quiz for you, Rob.
If I had to guess, I think it was probably like the down day in between, like the day before Dave got voted off. So what do we merge on day 19? I would guess it was day 23 of Survivor the Amazon.
Yeah. Any good Magic 8-Ball questions?
I don't think so.
While sitting around the Thanksgiving.
I just remember when we were eating at the end of the day. That's really the only thing I remember.
That's nice though. Nice to spend it with your new Amazon friends. And Rob, I saw you were at that Jets game. This week.
Baby. Yeah. Don't remind me. Yes.
Yes.
So I had a very big, I did travel. I went back to New York for Thanksgiving for the first time, I believe in 19 years. Wow. And then I had a jam-packed couple of days. I went to see Billy Joel. I went to Thanksgiving with my family. And I also went to see the Jets and the Dolphins with my son Dominic on Black Friday. And we saw history. We saw things that I told my son, you'll be 100 years old and still tell people about what you saw this day.
Yeah, first Black Friday football game, and I will say my Black Friday is typically spent playing football with my family, mm-hmm. and I did not cancel those plans to watch the Jets game, so I only caught a few minutes of it.
Honestly, if they played that game any other week of the year, it would still be a Black Friday, considering how it went. Yeah.
Yes. And I think that I probably threw more touchdowns than I know I threw more touchdowns than Tim Boyle did. So in our family game. But let's get to Twitch, Rob. We have a whole bunch of questions for you for Thanksgiving week. And we're going to start with a game that we've played before. I'm going to list a couple players who were voted out this week in Survivor history. And they all finished in different placements, ranging from sixth place to 10th place. So let me give you the players. You should probably write them down.
Okay.
We have Alec Merlino. We have Candace from Cook Islands. If they're played multiple seasons, I'll give you the season. We have Judd Sargent. We have Leanne Slaby. And we have Zeke from Millennials versus Gen X. You're going to plug each of these players into their placement from 6 to 10. After you lock it in, I'll tell you how many you have wrong, if you have any wrong. And if you're not perfect, you'll have one chance to fix your mistake.
Okay. All right. So 6 to 10. Okay. So I think just going through... Leanne. Okay, 6 to 10. All right, I'm gonna not waste people's time too much. I think I might be onto something. All right, 6 through 10. I'm gonna say, just reasoning it out. Okay, so Zeke, I know, was there for the rock draw, famously, in Millennials versus Gen X. That happens at the 10, final 10, 5 and 5. So I know Zeke is not getting voted out at the final 10. So I think that's going to put Zeke at the final 9. That happens right after, he gets voted out right after the rock draw. So I think Alec Merlino, I think he's going to get voted out at 10. I'm going to say Zeke gets voted out at 9. Candace, gets voted out at the final 8. I'm going to say Leanne gets voted out at 7 and Judd gets voted out at the final 6 and says, hope you get eaten by a bunch of crocodiles, you scumbags.
All right. Judd definitely said that. Are we locking it in?
Let's lock it in.
Okay. And I can tell you that you are perfect on that game. You are correct. Judd 6, Leanne 7th, famously in the family visit episode. Candace 8th goes out right before Penner takes 7th place. Zeke, you reasoned that out well. He was at the rock draw, and then he gets voted out on a 5-0 vote because the 4 Hatta votes were negated by the idol. And then Alec was 10. That was a 9-1 vote. So you are correct. You're off to a strong start. That's 6 points. Perfect 6 for 6 right now.
Boom.
And we're going to go to our next question. And this is one of the most famous episodes in Survivor history. We are going to Survivor Pearl Islands. Who was voted out in the Dead Grandma Lie episode?
Okay. It was kind of an afterthought ultimately in the episode, but I believe that the person that gets voted out, I believe it's also her birthday. I believe Tawana gets voted out in that episode.
Tawana is correct. And you are full 7 for 7. Yeah. So it's the episode, definitely not known for the Tawana boot.
Yes.
But Twitch is known for its tough trivia questions. And that was a tough one.
Yep.
But you were right.
And that was the year I was having Thanksgiving with Tina and Rudy.
Oh, so yeah, you got to. Unfortunately, you didn't get to watch the episode with them because
it wasn't out. It was not. I did get to watch the episode where we saw where Burton and Lil came back into the game, but then I had to watch the rest of Pearl Islands when I got home.
Another iconic Pearl Islands episode in a season full of iconic episodes. And we're going to stick with this episode of Pearl Islands. Jeff originally gave Burton, who you just mentioned, the immunity sword, but took it away when he realized that Burton had misspelled which word.
I have to give you the word?
The word. This is a tough one, Rob. You're a perfect score so far. You're doing well.
If I had multiple choice, I know I could do it. But I'm trying to think of what the word is.
Do you want
is.
The first letter of the word?
Is the first letter an L?
It is an L.
It's liaison.
That is correct. So yes. Very good job. Good job remembering that. And this is not a question. Do you know the correct spelling of liaison?
L-I-A-S-O-N.
Well, that is actually what Burton put on the board. It is L-I-A-I-S-O-N. There are two I's.
Okay.
So Dara ended up winning the immunity challenge.
Yeah.
when they had to make words out of outwit, outplay, outlast for the impromptu tiebreaker. So you are still perfect to 8 for 8. We have 2 more questions left. You mentioned,
thank you for not docking me for the incorrect spelling of liaison. Well, no,
the spelling was not really a question. I was just curious to see if you knew, and you were close. You were just as close as Burton. You talked about Tawana having a survivor birthday. While it was not as big as the Fair Play grandma lie, Cochran also lied to his tribe in South Pacific when he said it was his birthday. Who gave up their reward to Cochran due to this lie?
I believe it was Albert.
Albert is correct. Albert Destrade. You are a perfect 9 for 9. And we have 1 question left. We're going to go to Survivor Nicaragua. In the episode made famous by Purple Kelly and Nayanka's quitting the game, who was not drafted by either team for the Gulliver's Travels Challenge, but chose to back the correct team and got to watch the movie anyway?
Famously. Okay. This was Dan Lembo sat in a giant chair.
Yes, he did. Dan Lembo, pretty easy. That's an easy question. I feel like there were a couple tough ones. That was an easier question on the quiz. He did back the right team, or I guess potentially the wrong team, because he had to go watch Gulliver's Travels. But you Dan are a perfect 10 for 10 on the quiz. Congratulations, Rob. You're
Dan Lembo.
RIP. We missed Dan and his alligator shoes, but very good at picking the winner in Survivor Challenges.
Okay. Perfect Twish.
Yeah, perfect twist. 10 for 10, baby. We did it.
All right. Well, Jordan, it's not going to be that long until we chat again, as we have another episode of Survivor coming up already on Wednesday, when we'll have the final 8, and then we'll have another exit interview coming up. And so we'll talk to you again on Thursday. How about that?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Short week.
Always, I'll be watching. But look, I'm good after a short week. I'm good at making those adjustments that you need to, when you play Thursday night football. But yeah, Wednesday night football for us, as I'm going to be, of course, watching in New York City with a bunch of RHAP patrons and fans of Survivor, as I do every week. If you want the updates on that, I will let you know. You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish and get all my spicy Survivor takes.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Thank you, Jordan. Thanks, everybody else, for listening to our exit interview podcast. Be sure to check out everything else we have going on, including my feedback show with Christian Hubicki coming up tonight, and then everything else coming up on the rest of the network here. Listen to the B&B with Ali Lasher. George, King George, was on with Shannon, Purple Pants podcast, and everything else in our Survivor podcast feed. Thank you so much about YX Lost as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.